Shalom Aleichem, sweet friends. This year should be a special schus for Eliza Baruch HaBas Reb Chaim Tzvi Le'ilu Nishmasa, Reb Chaim Tzvi Ben Eliyahu, and the schus Le'ibadol Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Simcha Ben Echagitl, and Reb Tzigona Ben Chana, and Chaim Meyer Ben Rivka. We're continuing our series of Sheif Shmaisa, or Shemun Shmaisa Aleph Perek Tes. In the previous parak, we learned Lashitas HaRambam, who says that the reason we're Metayer Sefek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is because Sfekos are Mutter Min HaTorah, so it's Muchuch then that if Ikba Isura, and if you have a Kviyus Isser, that if you know that there's something Usser here, and you have a Sefek, if this is the Isser or the Heter, we are going to say Sfeko is Tameh Birshus HaRabim, because Ikba Isura, the Rambam holds Sfekos are Usser Min HaTorah. So since the Rambam holds Sefek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Mutter, because Sfekos are Mutter Min HaTorah, if Ikba Isura, where Sefek Tumah Birshus, Ikba Isura, which is Sefek, Usser Min HaTorah, therefore in Rishus HaRabim, Ikba Isura is going to be Usser Mi Sefek. And this, the Shmaitza asks, from a Mishnah in Tyrus. It says in the Mishnah in Tyrus, Perikei Mishnah Aleph, that if you have Birshus HaRabim two nevelos, one of a Sheretz, that Nevlaso Tumea, and one of its Svardeya, that its Nevela is Tahora, and somebody touched one of them, and he doesn't know which one he touched, or there were two Kizesim of Basar, one Kizayis of a Mace, that's Metame Ba'oel, and one Kizayis, of a sheretz that's not Metame Ba'ohel, and he's Mahil, and one of them, and he doesn't know which one, the din is Sveiko Tar L'divrei Chachamim. Ask the Shmaitza, why are we Metayer B'sheretz V'Tzvardeya L'shitas HaRambam? In such an instance, it's definitely Ikba Yisura, because there are two Chatichos. One of them is Bevadei Tmeya. We had two Kizaisim of Basar, one Kizais of Mace, and one Kazayis of Sheretz, it's not Metame Ba'ol, and he's Mael and one of them, and you don't know which one, that's Ikba Yisura. You have two Nevelos, one of a Sheretz, and a Blessed Tumeh, and one of a Tzvardeh, and a Blessed Tar, and he touched one of them, he doesn't know which one. This is Ikba Yisura. Why are we Metayer Rishus HaRabim, according to the Rambam? Since the whole reason we retire Sefek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is because all the Sfekas are Mutter Min HaTorah, they're only Asur Mid Rabbanan, so if so, a Sheretz and a Tzvardeh, you can't be Matayar Mitamzeh. Why? Because their suffix is Asur Min HaTorah, because Ikba Yisura. Ve'akati, Zakti Shmaitza B'Lashono, Ikala Meidach, Mihadis Nan B'Tayris, Hasheretz Vetzvader, Rishus HaRabim, Chen Kizayis Men HaMesu, Kizayis Men HaVela, Chachamim Matayarim Ayin Sham, Chachamim Matayar these cases, Ve'tkeben the suffix Tum Rishus HaRabim in the Tar. Ainu Elam Yishim Duchol HaSfekas M'Divrayim, the reason suffix Tum Rishus HaRabim is Tar, is because all Sfekas Midai Raisa are Tar, are Mutter. They're only Asur Dirabbanan, and we're only Machmir Dirabbanan, like the Rambam says in the 16th parak of Avos Sotom Aloch Aleph. V'sheretz v'tzvardeh, k'zayis ben ames, k'zayis ben avela, v'adei dik v'yisur. These cases of v'sheretz and tzvardeh, or k'zayis ben ames, or ben avela, are definitely cases of ik v'yisura, and this would be a chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, which is we're Machmir men haTorah, and therefore, v'may tor b'shus harabim, it should be tamei b'shus harabim, because since it's ik v'yisur, we're Machmir men haTorah, and therefore, safik b'shus harabim should be tamei. Answers the Shmaitza according to the Shach in Yeridea with respect to a Kedera of Basar Shchuta, and in front of him he has two Chatichos. One of them is Isser and one of them is Heter, and one of the two Chatichos fell into a Kedera. So you have a Kedera of Basar Shchuta, you have two Chatichos in front of you, one of Isser, one of Heter. This Chaticha fell into the Kedera, and you don't know which one fell in, the Mutter Chaticha or the Aser Chaticha. In the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that if the Chaticha of Isser is an Isser Dirabbanan, we say Sveika Dirabbanan Lakula, we assume that the Heter piece fell in, and the Kedera is Mutter, even if there is no Rov Heter. The Shach says that the Shulchan Aruch that's Matir the Kedera is talking specifically about a case that the Chatichos were recognizable before their Nefila. We knew which was Isser and which was Heter, and then we could be told the Heter that the Chaticha of Heter was the one that fell into the Kedera. However, if two Chatichos became mixed in before they fell in, and we don't know which is the Isser, which is Heter, since it's Ikba Isura, and Ikba Isura, according to the Shach, we don't say Sveika Dirabanan Likula. Therefore, since they were already Muhzuk Beisr, Mimela, if afterwards one of them fell into the Kedera, we assume that Isser fell in, and the Kedera is Usser Misafik. So it's Mashma from the Shach, that where the Chatichos did not get mixed in, rather each Chaticha is Nikaris La'atzim, is recognizable itself, in such an instance it's not called Ikbe Isura. And because of that, he is Matir the Kedera, where the Chatichos were nikar kodem, they were recognizable before they fell in. And if so, according to this, we can answer the kashya on the Rambam from the Mishnah of Sheretz and Tzfardeah, because there also we can say that we're talking about a case that the Sheretz and the Tzfardeah were nikar la'atzmo, just the person who touched didn't know which one he touched, and in such an instance it's not called ikba isura according to the Shach, and therefore the suffix would then be mutter min hatorah, and that's why we're mekil in Rishus HaRabim to say sveiko tahor. So again, the kasha was why we're mekil if you have ikba yisura of two kizesim of basar, one of mace, one of sheretz, and only the mace is mitame boel, or it's svardeya that nivlaso tahora, and a sheretz that nivlaso tumeya. And our kasha was how come we are mekil and Rishus HaRabim, that the person is tahor, it's ikbe isura, and the Rambam says ikbe isura were machmir min haTorah, and memela Rishus HaRabim, we should also be machmir, because the only reason we're making Rishus HaRabim is because fakas from a divrayam or only midrabanan, but here where the suffix is min haTorah, we should be machmir Rishus HaRabim, and the Teretz is according to the Shach that this is pashut not called ikbe isura, since we could be talking about a case where each chaticha was new, each either a chaticha or the each dead animal was nikar la'atzmo, we know which is which. We know which is the sheretz, which is right there. He just didn't know which one he touched. That's not called ikbe isura. Mela, the din is that we're mekel min haTorah, and that's why the suffix is mutter is tor versus harabim. Let's see, mikikarayin inavenig, and their lashon from the mshach. Ulefima shekasef hashach biyoredeh, simekuf yud alef, sifkot dalet, b'may shekasef hashulchan aruch, v'chein adin. אם לא היה כאן אלא כדרה אחס של בשר שחוט ונפל בה אחס מאלו שתי חתיכות ואין יודע איזהו תולנד של היתר נפלה, that if you have a כדרה and you have a good piece of meat and a not good piece of meat and one of them falls in, you assume that the heter fell in, and the Shach says, you know why? Because these שתי חתיכות were ניכרים בפני עצמן, they were recognizable themselves קודם נפילס, and which one is heter? The inis arvu mitchila chad b'chad, they got mixed in. Since it's chazik asur b'shtei chatichos, we assume that each one daininan like a gufo shel iser. We assume each one is called a guf iser. V'sula amrinan sveka d'rabanan l'kula, and we no longer say that sveka d'rabanan l'kula. The only way we can say sveka d'rabanan l'kula is if there's no kvius iser. And how do we say there's no kvius iser? It must be because each chaticha was nikaris la'atzma. So it's umashem medvarav, says the Shmaitza, dim nikar b'fnei atzma lo mikar ikbe isura. So if they're nikar la'atzma, it's not called ikbe isura. So that's the first step of today's Shmaitza, Perek Av, Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Tes. And he continues, but it's not so pashut. Wait, if it's finished, the Teretz, Vikal Meimar, the Sheretz and Tzfardeah, Lo Yakolecha, Nikar Bifnei Atzma, so to the Sheretz and Tzfardeah, they're each recognizable themselves. Veini Odeh Be'ezim Emnaga, he just didn't know. And the B'chai Gavna, that's not called Lo Mikri, Ikba Yisura. Hello, now he asks the Kashem, that the Pri Chodesh in Yerideah was Masig on the Shach, and he proves that there's no Nafkamina between whether the Chatichos were Misarev, they got mixed in, or they didn't get mixed in, Benkach u'Benkach is considered Ikba Yisura. And the reason that the Shulchan Aruch is Matir the Kedera is because it's Sfekas the Rabban, and we go Lekula, even be Ikba Yisura, not like the Shach. So the Pricha just says that really, we're talking about where they got mixed in, or where they didn't get mixed in. Doesn't matter. In both cases, it's called Ikba Yisura, and yet we're still Mekel. And the Pricha just brings a Raya, from what it says in the fourth parak of Krisos, if a man has in his house his wife and his sister, and he has bia with one of them, and he's not sure which one, he brings an ashem talui. So we see explicitly that even though the iser and the heter are not muruv, He knows which one is his wife and which one is his sister. Nevertheless, it's called Ikbei Surah, which requires him to bring an Ashim Talui. So it emerges then, according to the Pri Chodesh, that we can't be Metaris, that we're talking where the Sheretz and Sfarader is Nikur Kolacha Bifnei Atzmo, because according to him, even if the Nikur Kolacha Bifnei Atzmo, that's still called Ikbei Surah, as he proved in the Gemara increases. Ela Dikvar Yisigu HaPri Chodesham. The Pri Chodesh says that's also called Ikbei Surah. Midamai Siyashim Tolek Abi Yishto Bachoyseim Obvayis Kedisa Perek Dal the Krisus, like we see by his a wife and his sister are with him in the house. And the fourth parak of Krisus that he brings in Hashem Tolek, he'd be with one of them. He didn't know which one. Veod, and adds the Shmaitza that BeEmes, even according to the sheet of the Shachet Shver, because in Lashon the Rambam itself is Mavur that he explains this mission in an instance that the Sheretz and Sfardeya are not Nikar Bifnei Atzmo. Rather, Ibdu Tzura, son, they lost their Tzura. V'od miloshen haramba mashma d'sheretz v'tzvardeh aloi nukar b'nei atzman shekotav ha-sheretz v'tzvardeh b'shutz haramba v'eino nikar Tzura, son, v'naga b'achav smem tar. Look in the 19th paragraph of Avastam Alocha Beis. So even if they're not nikar Tzura, son, nevertheless, it's still Tars. It's a shtark akasha on the teretz we gave before, because even according to the sheet of the Shach, that of kol echad nikar b'fnei atzmo, it's not called Ikbi Surah, but nevertheless here it's not called Echad Nikar Bifnei Atzma, because it says Ibdu Tzurasan, Eino Nikar Tzurasan. You don't see their Tzura. So he concludes his Kasha, Bekeim Adeino Nikar, Vadeim Mikar Ikbi Surah. It's definitely called Ikbi Surah, even according to the Shach, because that's mamish like a case of Nisarvu. So now the Kim Tzurik the Kasha, the question comes back, that since it's Ikbi Surah, why are we Matir, why is the Rambam Mitayer in Rishus HaRabim? It's Ikbei Surah, and Ikbei Surah were Machmir Min HaTorah, and the Rambam should have been Mitame in Rishus HaRabim, according to our Klal, that when we're Mekel Min HaTorah, the Rambam is Mitayer in Rishus HaRabim. But when we're Machmir Min HaTorah, the Rambam is Mitame in Rishus HaRabim. V'lachain, and therefore the Shmaitza gives a different teretz. That we're mitayer suffik tumah rishus harabim afilu b'ikbei surah is not because we paskin that suffik tumah rishus harabim is tar, because this klal is only because sveikas are mutter min haTorah, and if so b'ikbei surah in a case of kvius iser that the suffik is usher min haTorah, we can't say we can't be mitayer mitam set like we said. Rather, the reason is because we follow the chazakah that we're mamad the person who touches b'chazkasa rishona shayatar, and we say he remained tar l'chein nireh dahadutar b'shus harabim safik di'ikba. In a case where it's ikba yisur, why we're matar b'shus harabim lav mishum haiklal the safik tum b'shus harabim tar, it's not because of that cloud that safik tum b'shus harabim is tar keim doin ela mishum dekol asfekas midivreyem v'ikba habalei sfeka d'araisu min haTorah mutter, because the only reason we're retiring Mr. Rabbim is called sfekas midirabbanan, and ikba is taka sfek d'araisu min haTorah is usur, that's not a reason to be retiring Mr. Rabbim. Ela mishum demuki legavra noigeya b'cheskas tar, we established the person who touched b'cheskas tar. So then you're going to ask the obvious question, then what about Rishus HaYachid? Since we're going after the person's Cheskas Taira, so therefore Rishus HaYachid, where Sveko is Tame, and we don't go after a person's Cheskas Taira, why should it be Sveko Tame? We should say that Safek is Sif Sveko's Tar. Explains the Shemaitza. No, that's not a Kasha. Because that's the Dilinian Safek Tom Rishus HaYachid. That we go L'chumra, we learn from Sota that Sveko is Tame, and therefore we're Mitame even if there's a Cheskas Taira, like we see by Sota, like Tosis proves in Chulin, the beginning of Nida, that we learn from Sota to be Mitame Rishus HaYachid even if there's a Cheskas Taira. Or Rishus HaYachid is Tame, Rishus HaYachid is Tame for a different reason. Rishus HaYachid afilu ike Cheskas Tar Sveko Tame. Rambam shekasav v'taima d'rishus harabim d'safik tor mishum d'chol ha-safik mid'vrayim mishum d'rishus harabim tor muchach b'shast afilu echad alekach cheskas taira tor b'rishus harabim. So the Rambam says the reason that we're matar safik is because all sfekas are mid'vrayim, are only midrabbanan. So how does that shtim with our answer that a person has a cheskas tara? So the answer is that when a person has a cheskas tara, so that was our teretz, that we're matter even if there's ekba yisura. However, it's muchach that the Rambam is mitayr b'shus harabim, the Gemara, that we're mitayr b'shus harabim if there's no cheskas tara. In the case there's no ekba yisura, but if there's no cheskas tara, we're still mitayr. So you can't just say the only reason we're mitayr b'shus harabim is because of the cheskas tara, because we're mitayr but there's no cheskas tara. So the Torah says that if there's no cheskas tara, we're mitayr because all sfekas are midivrayim. Are only midrabbanan, so therefore we can afford to be allow ourselves to be mekel in rishus harabim. But in rishus ha, if there's ikba yisura where svekas are midaraisa, where machmir midaraisa, there you can't say that we're mekel because all svekas are midrabbanan. So there you have to come on to cheskas tara. So when there's ikba yisura, why are you mekel? Because of cheskas tara. And when there's no ikba yisura, you could be mekel even if there's no cheskas tara, because all sfekas are midivrayim. So that, in a nutshell, is Shmaitza Aleph Perek Tes. We skipped a little bit, and we hope next time see Ata Deshmaya, Hashem Yitain Koach V'moach B'Linader, to continue forward. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.